This is an iHeart podcast.
Some fun on a Monday. Did you miss me? I missed you. Quit, Chris. I know you missed me too. It's gonna be such a fun night tonight. Some nights this is how it goes. Some nights there's only, you know, huge, heavy, dark things happening, and the show kind of gets a little dark those nights. And then there's some nights where it's just kind of a screw-off night, and we're screwing off, we're laughing the whole time. Then there are some nights where I'll get distracted a whole bunch, and I'll tell history stories, and I'll just do a bunch of emails or something like that. The show kind of is all over the place because I lack focus, and I'm all over the place. Tonight is a little different because tonight has all that. And I do mean all of that. We are going to be discussing tonight some of the darkest stuff we've ever discussed on the show. We're going to be discussing tonight great history stuff. We're going to discuss tonight some great news, put a smile on your face news out there. There are multiple things that are wonderful tonight. We are going to be yo-yoing up and down, back and forth all night long. It's going to be a roller coaster for you and a roller coaster for me. I don't even have plans. I'm just going to sit here and just babble all night long. It's going to be great. Let's begin here, though. Because, look, I'm just going to read you a sample of the stories we have. We're going to talk about the digital dollar. Oh, my gosh, that's heady and scary. Very, very scary. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the wins you're getting culturally. Did you know you're getting cultural wins? We're going to talk about those. We're going to talk about the mainstreaming of pedophilia. Ugh, it makes me want to barf just thinking about it. States separating people, searching out freedom. We're going to talk about all this and so much more. But you know what we're not going to discuss tonight? This is going to be unlike probably every other show you've listened to or watched today. You know what we're not going to discuss tonight? Who Donald Trump had dinner with. Do you know why? Well, let me explain. We are easily distracted. You are, I am, everyone is. It's human nature. Because this is why we're easily distracted. The things that go into your eyes and ears, no matter how much we tell ourselves they don't matter or I'm impervious to it or whatnot, it matters a ton. What you consume and how much of it you consume, it helps form your worldview. And so what happens is so often we will only talk about and only think about the most mindless, stupid, inconsequential things. I'm guilty of this too, because that's all the news is telling us. It's every single headline. Go look at every website you look at right now. It's probably been every radio show you listen to all day. Every single news channel you watch, from CNN to The First to Fox News to NBC. Donald Trump had dinner with. Donald Trump had dinner with. Did Trump condemn? Why won't Trump condemn? Who did he have dinner with? Why did he have dinner with? Dinner. Who gives a crap who Donald Trump had dinner with? Nobody, no one should, I should say, no one should care. Why? Because there are huge world-changing events, Bond movie villains running the planet, destroying all of us, and we're busy talking about a dinner at Mar-a-Lago? What? We have got to grow up, and I'm pointing fingers at me, too. It's pointing fingers right here. We have got to grow up and wake up and realize whatever everyone's talking about is probably the least important story of the day. Whatever everyone is, this is the huge news. Oh my goodness. Whatever that huge news is, it's almost undoubtedly the least important story of the day. Did you hear what's happening in New York? I mean, I hate to distract you with, I hate to just pull you away from dinner at Mar-a-Lago, but did you hear what's happening in New York? Headline, New York Fed launches a digital dollar pilot program with big banks. And I'm going to explain everything here for a moment, but I want you to understand this right out of the gates. A digital dollar is the end of freedom as you know it. It is that big of a deal. If they are able to get through a digital dollar, you will never be free again in your life, ever. You will not own any private property. You will be a complete servant of the system. And let's go to what they're doing. BNY Mellon, Citi, HSBC, MasterCard, PNC Bank, TD Bank, Truist, U.S. Bank, Wells Fargo, New York Innovation Center, and part of the New York Fed. They're running a 12-week pilot program. It's a test, a quote test, for a central bank digital dollar. So what is this? That's so confusing. Why can't we talk about the cheese sticks at Mar-a-Lago? Well, because they're trying to control you. This is what a digital dollar is. You know what a dollar is, obviously. Dollar bill, got one in your pocket right now, I hope. Maybe a couple. You have one or two in the bank, even though it's worth basically nothing now. Thanks, Joe. Anyway, a digital dollar, what is it? Well, it's the elimination of that physical dollar that you're able to get right now. If you pull up, you probably have your bank on your phone. If you pull up your bank account and you look at, let's say you have $1,000 in the bank, you could, if the banks are still open where you live, go right down to the bank and pull 1,000 physical dollars out. And that you have 1,000 physical dollars in cash. Just stay with me. Even if you already know this, just stay with me. What does that give you the freedom to do? Well, you can go spend that $1,000 on anything you want, and it's not really trackable. If you're not sending it, if you're not wire transferring it, Venmoing it, something like that, if you pull 1,000 physical dollars out, you can do whatever you want with it, and the government won't know. You want to go buy a TV? Go buy a TV. You want to go buy cocaine because you're hanging out with Hunter Biden? Go buy cocaine because you're hanging out with Hunter. No, I'm kidding. Don't go buy cocaine. But you see what I mean? It gives you the freedom to do whatever you want. Maybe you want some ammunition. Maybe you're a little bit worried about the president of the United States of America talking like this.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick.
Maybe it creeps you out that the person who tried to have you fired for not taking a vaccine and the one who called you an enemy of the foundations of the Republic also wants to take away your guns. Maybe that scared you and you want to go purchase a gun with that $1,000. Maybe some extra ammunition, too, because this government's getting frightening. Maybe you wanted to do that. Well, guess what? You can. Actually, the dollar, when you're buying a gun, it makes you actually fill out forms. But still, the concept is sound. It's untraceable money. Well, guess what this human being doesn't want you to do?
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be...
We still allow. Everyone's been talking about that quote, but they're missing the whole point of it. We still allow? How many times have we had the conversation that these people see themselves as kings and queens? Well, let me ask you something. Do you think the kings and queens of the West, at least that's how they see themselves, do you think the kings and queens of the West, do you think they like it that the peasants are able to purchase what they want whenever they want with their money? Or do you think the kings and queens of the West, do you think they believe you should have your money controlled and the things you can buy should be controlled by them? If we go to a digital dollar, that $1,000 in your bank can no longer be pulled out and transferred into physical money for you to purchase things untraceably. The digital dollar moves everything into a fully traceable amount of money. You want to go buy some extra 9mm? Maybe the government doesn't want you buying any more 9mm. Maybe you go and try to purchase that with your digital dollar and they say, nope. Maybe you're in the mood for burgers tonight. Maybe you're doing right by your family and making the world famous Jesse Kelly burgers tonight. What, Chris? Maybe you're making them world famous cheeseburgers and you got to stop by the store and buy the fattiest beef you can possibly find. And maybe you take that ground beef up to the counter and it says, boop, sorry. your purchase has been declined. Why? Well, didn't you know that cows fart? And that farting from the cows is contributing to global warming. And you purchasing meat? Man, that's increasing your carbon footprint. And sorry, Bob, you've simply exceeded your carbon allowance for the month. No longer allowed. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think things like this are slightly more important than who Trump did or didn't have dinner with at Mar-a-Lago? Oh, but wait, there's more. I said they see themselves as kings and queens. What they actually see themselves as is gods. We're going to talk about the bigger things tonight. And good things. And Medal of Honor Monday an hour from now and so much more. Let me get to an email real quick here. I love this. Dear Oracle, my wife and I wanted to thank you for taking care of our gift-giving ideas for Christmas. We just placed an order to arm the entire family with hero guns. Our family ranges in ages from 19 to 70, so we thought these would be the perfect gift to protect everyone in these trying times. His name is Gabe. Says thank you again. No, Gabe, thank you for protecting your family. And I need to point something out right now. Yes, there's a sale. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Non-lethal gun. Stock up your family with non-lethal guns this Christmas so they can, one, get a gift that's really cool, and two, protect themselves. But also, they sell practice rounds at hero2020.com, and they're not nearly as expensive. Get yourself some practice rounds to practice once or twice. It's not like your real weapon. You don't have to practice every day, every weekend. Just make sure you know how the thing operates. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. I've got an
animal inside of me. Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't forget, you can email the show whatever you want. Your love, your hate, your death threats. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Thursday. Look, I've got to go be on Tim. I get to go travel again for work on Friday. So this Thursday, we're going to do Ask Dr. Jesse. Anyway, email all that to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'll get right back to this digital dollar thing in a moment. I want to point out a story that's absolutely horrible, but one that it gave me some perspective. I've been traveling. You know, I went to Ohio last week, hang out with the wife's family for Thanksgiving, and it was a wonderful time, right? Hanging out with the in-laws, extended family, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents, great-grandparents, all that stuff, all the stuff you did over Thanksgiving, that's what I was doing. And then we had some travel problems on the way home. We got on the flight, and a seat was broken, and so we sat on the plane for an hour while they called maintenance in to fix the seat. Just a couple little travel headaches. Not the end of the world, but I'll be honest with you. By the time we got back, a couple problems at the airport, a couple problems with the luggage, a couple problems with the plane. By the time we got back, I was in a foul mood. I'm sitting there, and you know what I was doing? Maybe you've done this. I was feeling sorry for myself. That's what it was. Ah, oh, this sucks, and that sucks, and this is terrible. Now we're late, and just sitting there being kind of a whiny little girl, just feeling bad for myself. And then I saw this headline, and it's oftentimes these horrible stories give me perspective. The headline was, "Mom of Bronx Boys Found Fatally Stabbed in the Bathtub is Charged with Murder." One of the boys was 3 years old. One of the boys was 11 months old. This took place in New York. It took place in the Bronx. Obviously, that's a horrible story. I'm not going to go into the details of it. But when I hear horrible stories like this, it helps put my, quote, problems in perspective. Doesn't it keep your problems in perspective? Two adorable little boys. Their own mother killed them in a bathtub. You think that you got problems at work, delayed flight, maybe you're sick, maybe you're this. We think about our own problems. I certainly do. And sometimes you allow yourself to get down and, I'm so down and out. Man, there was an adorable three-year-old boy whose own mom killed him in the bathtub in the Bronx. Keep your problems in perspective, right? I'm not going to dwell on that. There's other stuff going on right now. I want to get back to this digital dollar stuff, but always keep your problems in perspective. Okay? Now, back to what we were talking about, the digital dollar. Again, I know we're supposed to be talking about who Trump had dinner with. We should be condemning this. Are you condemning that? But I think we should focus more on the surveillance state, the administrative state, eventually seizing total control of what you are and are not allowed to buy, tracking every single thing you do. Keep in mind, I want you to remember this. The digital dollar, maybe you think I'm being over the top. Jesse, it's not that big of a deal. Do you remember when the president of the United States of America got up behind the microphone and told us he was losing patience with us?
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
That was back when he was trying to have you fired for not taking an experimental therapeutic. He was trying. The president of the United States of America feels like he is such a king. He feels like he has the right to have you fired for not taking an experimental therapeutic. What do you think that human being and the communists that surround him would do if they had the ability, if they acquire the ability to decide what you can and cannot spend money on? What do you think the communists would do with that kind of power? Do I need to remind you that at the trucker protests in Canada, their government decided to use emergency measures and they stepped in and they locked people's bank accounts? All that money in your checking account, your savings account, goop, gone. What do you think the evil people who run our government will do once they are able to push this digital dollar through? And it's not like this is some internet conspiracy theory pipe dream. They're pushing it through at the New York Fed as we speak for the next 3 months. There are bigger, more important things going on right now than whatever the newest news of the day is. Now, I said that, let me say this. As we watch the corporate world align itself with the government, because that's what's going on worldwide now. We're going to talk about the World Economic Forum again here in a minute and everything else. As the corporate world and the government world, as those two worlds merge, because them merging gives them total control over you. It gives the corporations guaranteed government money. It gives the government more power over you. You are the one who loses in the end. It is important that we stay engaged and win in that fight. We are getting wins. And you know why we're getting wins right now? Because you're putting your money where your morals are. Did you see the new information about the newest Disney movie, the newest LGBTQ Air Force movie that bombed at the box office? That's because of you putting your money where your morals are. Who's your cell phone provider? Is it Verizon? Is it AT&T? Do you send money every single month to T-Mobile? Do you think T-Mobile, let me ask you something. Do you think AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, do you think if the FBI knocked on their door and asked them to provide them with all of your text messages, do you think there would be even a moment of hesitation with those communist companies? Do you think now might be a good time to switch to Pure Talk? You save a fortune. You can keep your phone number and keep your phone if you want, or new number, new phone, whatever you want. Save a fortune, and your money goes to a company that shares your values. Your values. They're so adamant about this country, their CEO fought for it. Their customer service is based in America. When you talk to somebody there, they speak English. How refreshing. And it's easy. 10 minutes on the phone? That's what it takes. 10 minutes. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Now back to what we were talking about. How these people see themselves as kings and queens, and that's why they want control of your dollar. Control of what you can spend or where you can't spend it. But I'm probably underselling it. It's not just that they see themselves as kings and queens. They see themselves as gods. And maybe you think that's over the top? That's fine. Don't take it from me. Take it from them. Wait till you hear this. Next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Oh, and it's so good to be back here. We have Medal of Honor Monday and a bit of history for you coming up about 30 minutes from now. Jesse, you need to do more history. Jesse, we do more history. Well, I'm going to do as much as I possibly can work in, and I've got a little history for you coming about a half hour from now as we do Medal of Honor Monday. So we're going to break away from this political stuff after that and do some history, and then we'll get back to all of it. Now, back to what we were talking about. They see themselves. Remember, all your cultural leaders, all the cultural leaders of the West, period. It's not just America, but we'll stick with America for the time being. They all have three characteristics, as you know. I know we have a bunch of new listeners to the show, so in case you are a new listener, there are three things all of your cultural leaders have in common. Your CEOs, your entertainers, your politicians, the FBI director, the educators. They all have three things in common. One, no love of country. Oftentimes, they hate their own country and want it destroyed, but either way, even if they don't hate it, they don't love it. You wake up every day, maybe you look at an American flag, maybe you stand up before a football game, take off your hat, hand over your heart. Maybe you get a little misty when they get to that land of the free part. That's never happened to these people. There's no love of country there. So that's one, no love of country. Two, no connection to the real world, to how normal people live. You just knocked off an 8-hour shift and you have a half-hour break, which you'll spend in the car on the way to your second job because inflation has made it to where you can barely afford the power bill, let alone a vacation at Christmas time this year. None of the people who run your cultural institutions have ever experienced that before. They all grew up with silver spoons in their mouths. They all grew up on manicured college campuses, rich parents. They don't have any idea what normal people go through. And three, I say all the time, the leaders of the West, they used to view themselves as being medieval knights whose job it was to protect the freedoms of the West. Proud of the West and proud of the freedoms. And we stand against tyranny. I'm an American president. I stand against tyranny. I'm an American athlete. I'm an athlete. I stand against tyranny. Ted Williams quit playing baseball and went and flew fighter planes in World War II. That's how the leaders of your culture used to conduct themselves. Now, the leaders of the West, they see themselves as kings and queens, and they despise your freedoms. They view their role in life as crushing you and your freedoms. You see, your freedom of speech, your dollar, that dollar you can... Wait, hold on, peasant. You want to spend your dollar wherever you want? That's ridiculous. I should be able to do that. They view themselves as kings and queens, and all of your freedoms, they're so distasteful to them. They're just you and, your freedoms.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is...
We still allow. He can't believe that in this country he hasn't been given the power to stop you from buying those semi-automatic. How do we still allow that? But it's more than kings and queens. Do remember that they do see themselves as gods. They do. I know that's blasphemous, but they do. That's how they see themselves. Don't believe me? Here's Dr. Yuval Noah. Maybe you've never heard of him before. If you're an old listener to the show, you sure have. He is a high-ranking individual with the World Economic Forum. Dr. Yuval Noah, if he picked up his phone right now, he could call Joe Biden on his personal cell. He could call Xi Jinping on his personal cell. The leaders of any nation, Venezuela, Brazil, France, Germany, Dr. Yuval Noah has them on speed dial, and they answer when he calls, and this is how he sees himself.
The only thing God managed to create are organic beings. All these trees and giraffes and humans, they are just organic. But we are now trying to create inorganic entities, inorganic life forms, cyborgs, artificial intelligence, and so forth. If we succeed, and there is a very good chance we will, then very soon we will be beyond the God of the Bible.
Beyond the God of the Bible. Creeped out yet? Play that, by the way, for your relatively normal neighbor. He votes Republican, but he doesn't think there's some cabal of elites out there trying to destroy him and Western society. Would you like to hear a little bit more from Dr. Yuval Noah? This is a little longer than I normally play, but I want you to sit And I want you not just to hear his words. I want you to understand that actor you watch, he believes the same thing. The president believes the same thing. The head of the FBI, IRS, CIA believe the same thing. The heads of France, Germany, Britain, they all believe this. They all think in this way. This is how they see themselves and how they see
you. They say 200 years. To give a conservative estimate, there won't be Homo sapiens on planet Earth.
200 years.
200 years, and I think this is a conservative estimate.
Wow.
Maybe even 100 years. It's not that we'll destroy ourselves in some calamity. Much more likely, we will use advanced technology, biotechnology, nanotechnology, direct brain-computer interfaces to upgrade Homo sapiens into different kinds of beings, beings which are different from us, much more.
They just want to upgrade you, by the way. I'm going to let them keep going, but don't worry. They just want to implant something in you, and it'll interface with a computer that they'll control, and they're just going to upgrade you. Don't worry.
More than we are different from Neanderthals, beings which will have different bodies, different minds, different brains. I mean, the big products of the coming century will not be shoes or clothes or cars or weapons. The big products of the 21st century are going to be bodies and minds. So I think we are heading towards the upgrading of Homo sapiens into gods.
They're just going to upgrade you into a god. Don't worry, don't you want to be a god? They're going to upgrade you. Now, how would they do something like that? Well, that was Dr. Yuval Noah. I said he's a high-ranking member of the World Economic Forum. Keep in mind, the UN has already announced they're working hand-in-hand with the World Economic Forum to implement their 2030, not distant future, 2030 policy of basically the communist takeover of the entire planet. So who's the head of the World Economic Forum? What does he have to say about this? How are they going to upgrade us? Well, I want you to listen very closely to Klaus Schwab, and I mean very closely.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains, and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants, I can, and we measure your brain waves, and I can immediately tell you how the people react, or I can feel how the people react to your answers. Is it imaginable?
I think that is imaginable. I think...
Don't worry. They're just going to implant a chip in your brain so they can tell you how to think and make sure they know how you think. I'm sure. But hey, let's go. Maybe we should change the subject. I mean, it's not that the people who want to put implants into your brain to, quote, make you a god, control how you think. I'm sure they won't do anything evil with a digital dollar they control, right? No, let's talk about who Trump had dinner with. That's definitely more important, isn't it? That's definitely more important than all this. All right, let's pause here for a quick second. There is something that is more important than what we talk about every single day, and that is abortion in this country. And I understand I'm far, far, far to the right of most people. I'm probably far to the right of you. But a baby is a life. A baby in its mother's womb has been formed by God, and it is a life. And we, you and I, we have an obligation to protect it. It can't protect itself. It's totally defenseless. If they want to kill it, they'll kill it unless we help, unless we step in and help. I talk to you about preborn all the time. They are out there helping. They're out there finding these scared young women who don't think they have options, and they're telling them, you have options, let us help. Let us give you a free ultrasound. And when that woman hears that heartbeat, almost every time she chooses life, there's something miraculous about her hearing the heartbeat. And when she chooses life, then they help more and more and more. Diapers, formula, shelter, what she needs. They give that baby a chance at life. And that ultrasound costs $28. It's tax deductible, by the way. Look, if you want to give them $100,000, give them $100,000. You can give from a business, too. If you had a great year, give them a bunch of money. I don't care. It's tax deductible. But if all you can give is $28, give. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Your $28 saves a life. Preborn.com/Jesse, okay? Go give what you can. Sponsored by Preborn. Now, We're gonna come back to this digital dollar stuff and the God of the Bible stuff that they're talking about. But what do you say we take a little Medal of Honor break? A Medal of Honor Monday break? A history break? That sound like fun? Let's do it.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I absolutely lied to you right to your face. I just lied to your face. I said Medal of Honor Monday was coming up now. That's not true at all. That was a lie. It's coming up about 10 minutes from now. I would love to tell you that was all planned out. It was an advanced radio tease, but the truth is, I just lost track of time. Sometimes I forget what time it is. I'm not staring at the clock, okay? Chris doesn't understand because he doesn't have the mind of an artist like me. When guys like Leonardo or Michelangelo or me, when we sit down to do art, we can't be constrained by time, okay? We're just we have these huge brains and these gigantic IQs that we do things other people can't do. We're not constrained by anything, really. All right, quit. Medal of Honor Monday is coming up about 10, 15 minutes from now, and then we're going to do history and all kinds of stuff with it. See this? New York City convictions plummet. Downgraded charges surge under Manhattan D.A. Bragg. That's, of course, Alvin Bragg. And this is another George Soros-funded D.A., as I have mentioned throughout the show, as we talk about all the time, there are gigantic, powerful forces out there that are spending a fortune with their aim at destroying the United States of America. And George Soros, to his credit, I mean, as much of an evil monster as he is, has spent the money to elect these prosecutors, not just in New York, across the country. And these prosecutors get elected to not prosecute. How wild, how brave, how crazy is our society? The head of DHS, he thinks his job is to open the border. Our prosecutors think their job is to let criminals out of jail. The head of transportation thinks his job is to destroy transportation. The head of the Department of Energy thinks her job is to destroy energy. That is how upside down the world is. And I don't want to become cold, especially not about a place I love. As you know, everyone knows my thoughts on New York City. I just absolutely adore the place, and I hate that they've wrecked it. But when I look at things like this, and then I think back to the election we just had, and I think back to the election of Eric Adams, I'm getting to the place, this is probably not a very healthy place to be, but I'm getting to the place where I kind of laugh. I go, that sucks to be you. And you know why? It's not that I have no reasoning behind it. I get to that place because it's very clear that people will continue to vote against their own best interest. It's obvious to me. That doesn't make any sense to you. That doesn't make any sense to me. We vote with linear thinking, logical thinking. I voted for X. X caused this. I didn't like this. So now I'm going to vote against X. That's how you vote. That's how I vote. That's just how it goes. I voted for this. My life got worse. So now I'm going to vote for that instead of this. That's how we vote. Clearly, many, many, many Americans don't vote that way. So how are we going to fix them? I get this question all the time. Jesse, how are we going to wake people up? Jesse, how are we going to wake people up to the fact all these people are evil and they're against us? And how do I convince my Democrat aunt to stop voting Democrat all the time? She's complaining about crime, but she's voting Democrat in New York City every single time. Well, I'm very sorry to say this. I take no pleasure in saying this. Your Democrat aunt is going to have to get hurt. I don't want her to get hurt. I don't want you to hurt her. But she's not going to wake up until she goes down to the bodega at night to get some heavy cream for her recipe, and she gets a gun or a knife stuck in her face. Maybe somebody, God forbid, physically hurts her in some way. But it's very clear that's what it's going to take for people to wake up. Alvin Bragg was not appointed. Alvin Bragg was elected. He was. Eric Adams was not appointed mayor of New York. He was elected. Kathy Hochul was not appointed. Well, actually, she was originally appointed governor after they knifed Cuomo in the ribs. But then we just had an election. All this crime, all this disaster, just had an election. She blew Lee Zeldin out of the water. 7 points. It's very clear that to wake up a significant portion of our society, people are going to have to experience pain. More pain than ever. Chris just held up a... Are you kidding me? Is that real? Alvin Bragg got elected with 83% of the vote. I didn't even know that till Chris just held that up. 83%. It's not that he squeaked by. It was close. New Yorkers overwhelmingly went to the polls and they voted for the George Soros-funded DA who promises to let rapists and murderers out of jail. And he's followed through on his promise. And he's going to be there until the year 2026. And I'm losing the ability to feel any sympathy for people who vote Democrat and then suffer in Democrat areas. And this goes way beyond New York for me. You should know. I'm not picking on New York. When I hear about violent crime in Pennsylvania now, I don't care. And I love Pennsylvania. I love Pennsylvania people. As you know, I grew up basically right by there, right on the Ohio River. I have tons of family still in Pennsylvania. I love the people there. Whole state voted blue. Well, not whole state, but state went blue. Michigan, same thing. Jesse, I hate the crime here. Man, get out then. You're outnumbered by the communists who don't care about violent crime. I've lost the ability to feel sympathy. I have for these areas over. It's very clear people haven't experienced enough pain to change their ways. Oh, I'm out of breath now that I get to the top of the steps. Should I start working out? Nah, give me another pack of cigarettes and a pizza. It's very clear that the out of breath thing wasn't enough. You're going to have a heart attack first. And I hope it doesn't kill you. But it's very clear you're going to have to end up in a hospital bed one day with tubes coming out of you before you wake up and change. That's all there is to it. People have to experience pain. Look, I tell people, I'm telling you this. Give it to you right between the eyes. Have you prepared for dark days ahead? You know we can't drink the water in Houston today? Woke up today to a headline that we have to boil our water. Why? There was a power outage. We don't have clean water in one of the biggest cities in the United States of America today. Do you have in your possession the ability to make dirty water clean? If not, why not? Do you realize you're one power outage away from that? One cyber attack away from that? Do you realize how close we just came? We just missed it, by the way, to running out of diesel. You understand that if we actually do run out of diesel next year, and we might, that there's not going to be food to buy anymore? That's how important diesel is? Are you growing your own food? Do you have an emergency 3-month food kit from My Patriot Supply yet? Every single person in your home needs 3 months worth of emergency food. You need that to give your system time to get back online, to get the grocery store back open again, to get the diesel flowing again. Are you and your wife, your husband, your kids, your mom, are you going to starve to death during that 3 months, or are you going to eat 2,000 calories a day? My Patriot Supply has a kit ready to go for you. Ships fast, ships anonymously. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com because it's also $250 off right now. MyPatriotSupply.com. Make preparations. Clean water and food. Clean water and food. Trust me, it's actually more important than the ammunition. Clean water and food. MyPatriotSupply.com. Go now. Now. I'm not lying this time. I swear. We're going to do Medal of Honor Monday in history. A little bit of it. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.